So we are joined here in the media center with the provisional number one qualifier in funny car, Matt Hagan. His second qualifying pass of 3.932 seconds at 322.04 miles per hour took him to the top. Talk about that last pass and the stride your team has recently found.
Well, I mean, it really all starts off with going on the racetrack on Q1, you know, setting yourself up for a good lap there and then being in the back of the pack, you know, for that last run. But, you know, it's just Dickie building his confidence back, you know, obviously with track prep and some different things, just kind of figuring out where we need to be with stuff. But, you know, just coming off that race win last week in Ohio, you know, bringing some of that confidence over here and just being able to, you know, get a good feel for the car. And, you know, my confidence is up. My lights have been killing the tree. So, like, in race day and so far in qualifying, I might mess it up. Who knows on race day. But so far, everything just, like, we're just building on it, you know. And it feels good. That last run, I mean, it was loose. And, you know, loose is fast. And it's just one of those things where you don't really want to yard on it. You can feel the rear end coming around a little bit. And you're just letting it kind of settle and clutch coming at it. And you're like, man, if I touch it right now, it'll come loose and stuff like that. So, just a lot of feel to it. But, you know, I felt like we got a lot of it early. You know, I mean, like, it was looking at the shaft on the graft, it was pretty much all of it, you know. So it was a good run, something to work off of. And then, you know, who knows what tomorrow brings, if we have overcast or rain or whatever, you know, things could change around still. So just these things are very humbling. I think that you take it in perspective and appreciate it for what it is today, but it changes tomorrow. So
awesome. Questions for the media.
You're the defending race champion here. You won the last race. You come in and get provisional number one. Do you feel like you're starting to, you know, as you approach midseason, you're peaking kind of at the right time, you're kind of going?
Yeah, through. I mean, there's ups and downs with all this stuff, man. I mean, it's peaks and valleys. It's like being a manic depressant, the highs and lows of lows, you know. I mean, there's not a lot in between. But, you know, the thing about it is just, you know, basically just kind of trying to hit a stride. You know, we tested a new body on Monday and things went really well. And honestly, you know, we're jumping up and down right now about, you know, Force's headers and Courtney's headers and stuff like that. And we're trying to get, you know, somewhat outlawed, you know, so to speak, just because they have an advantage right now. And our bodies, we can't lay them back and pitch them back the way they want to. But now with this new body, we can go out there and make those changes. And it's allowed them to press in some of these hard, you know, hot conditions that we can't go as hard, you know. So I think they've had a huge competitive advantage over the whole entire field, where now, you know, I think that we're going to get back onto a level playing field. And as good as our car is running right now with what we got, I think there's just only more good things to come in the future.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks.